Great. Hi, I'm Michelle Graham, the Technically DC Market Editor. Technically is a news site that grows local technology communities by connecting organizations and people through news, events, and services. This is Technically DC Diaries, a pilot interview series where I will talk to local technologists and startup leaders about themselves and why they do the hard and good work that they do. For this edition, I have with me Dipanita Das, co-founder and CEO of Sourcero. Thanks for joining. How are you today?
Thank you so much, Michelle, for having me. I'm doing as well as can be under the circumstances.
Yeah, of course. All right, let's hop into it. So first, can you walk me through your journey of getting into technology / entrepreneurship?
I think the word to capture it is meandering, but there's always been a bit of a North Star, I think. I fell in love with technology very early on. My mother's a physicist, so I used to play in her lab and I started messing with her experiments, which ran on a computer that sat in a room where you had to take your shoes off. So I always knew that I was going to work in technology, and my father very much wanted me to be an engineer, which I skipped out. But those of us who are South Asian know that being an engineer is a big part of your life for a long time. The two things that really drove me to where I am is recognizing the power of technology and also recognize the importance of leaving the world a better place than the one you found it. And through everything I've done throughout my career, it's been that combination, whether it's public health, whether it's climate change, whether it's ag tech, or whether it is what we're doing with Sourcero and supporting better healthcare outcomes. Yeah. So at the end of the day, that's my North Star personally, and that's what I work on.
Awesome. So tell me, what does a day in the life of a co-founder / CEO of a startup really look like? What are you doing day to day?
I'm jumping from one Zoom meeting to another. I think it's what we're all doing right now. But I can actually be a little more specific, because at Sourcero, the executive team has been spending a lot of time talking about what is it that the executive team is doing every day. And one of the things that we are trying to do, and I am trying to do, is to both stay connected with my team, make sure that I am being that supportive leader to my team as they grow, and also remain connected to investors, to advisors, to market, talking with folks like you and others. So my day is basically spent either supporting or connecting. And I try and take as much time as possible every single day to study, to read, and to really write as much as I can about Sourcero, but also about strategy and systems.
Awesome. So what's great about the DC tech community and what can it do better? I feel like you have a good gauge of the community now.
One of my favorite things about DC is sort of this elegant mishmash of impact and tech. And impact, not explicitly impact, but whether you're in the government or whether you're in civil society or whether you're at the World Bank, inherently what you're doing is intended to be good for the world. Mm-hmm. And I think that elegant mishmash in a geographical location with the incredibly complex and sophisticated cybersecurity and intelligence, all of that coming together makes DC, I think, really unique. I would like to see a little more risk-taking. I think that's where DC is probably a little behind, is a little more of the risk-taking and a little more appetite to do the impossible would be great. That I think increased risk-taking is where I'm going to put down my anchor.
Awesome. I like that. I think you're the first to answer the question with we need more risk taking. I like that. All right. So how have you been working to keep the community connected during unprecedented times? What is staying connected with, you know, your employees, but also the wider scope of the DC tech community look like right now?
It's a mix. I think for the first thing I had to do was I had to really, really take a hard look at my calendar, mm-hmm. and start opening up chunks of time and hours in a day where I could, you know, reach out to people in the community and ask them to have a cup of coffee over a Zoom call, or even find a park to hang out, or say, hey, I have a backyard. Would you like to come and hang out? And that's what we've been doing, and that's what I've been doing. So that's one way of connecting, is actually making the time and the space. The other part is, I think I got very lazy because there were so many happy hours and events and things. You kind of show up, you meet 20 people, you don't follow up. Almost never follow up properly. And I think this pandemic has reminded me in a very, very absolute way that you have to be intentional and reach out. And the minute you do, it's forged new partnerships. It's forged new plotting. You know, people are getting hired. And we had this big DC team hangout in a co-founder's mother's garden, who was very kind. It felt like kindergarten, where the bunch of us were hanging out in a garden 6 feet apart on chairs. But those are some of the things we have done, or I have done, to stay connected with the community. With my team, I'm taking a lot of time to focus on their personal lives. So we have a channel called Current Affairs on Sorcero's Slack, because we have folks from all over the world. And we are tracking what's going on in each of their countries, in each of their cities, and making sure that we reach out to them if something goes wrong, or if something's changed, or if COVID numbers shot up, or there's a lockdown. And that's been another really great way of quietly reaching out to someone and say, hey, how are you doing? I read this thing that happened in your neighborhood. And both of those things have been really useful to keep us connected.
Yeah, I want to go back to your point where you talked about how we have so many like network events and startups, and not having those, it's kind of been a catch 22. Like, yeah, we would meet 20 people and may only do a proper connection with one or two of them. Right now we don't have those events at all. So I'm not even getting my 1 to 2 great connections. So it's definitely been interesting, like trying to stay connected with people, or just, you know, reaching out to new people that I would have rather met, you know, at one of our networking / happy hour events. But all right, next question. How has your work-life balance been since working from home?
What work-life balance?
I think I've heard that from all the people I've interviewed today.
I mean, to be honest, I think when I signed up to start something, I signed away a little bit of the work-life balance. But I think for me personally, it is less about working from home, and it is more about remembering what are the things I like to do when I'm not working, and leaving time to still do them. Because that's the part that slips easy, because you're not going out anymore. And if there is anything to do with leaving the house, those things get immediately dropped, whether that's a, you know, it's an exercise class, or going for a show, or, you know, whatever it is that is that you want to do, that's the part that gets really canned very fast. And I think for me, the big part of work-life balance that I'm working on, and I've recently acquired an incredible CEO coach who's trying to make me a better CEO, but all of her emphasis has been on, what are you doing outside of work? So I can tell you what I have zeroed in on. So what I am trying to do is to write a series of science fiction short stories.
Really?
So I'm sitting and building a universe, and then trying to write about it. So we'll see where that goes. You know, I'm not sure it's going to get published, but that's what I'm working on when I'm not at Sorcero.
You already kind of started on my next question, which I was going to ask, how does recharging on the weekends look like for you? So you're doing some science fiction writing. What else are you doing?
I'm doing science fiction writing, world building, creating characters and rules of magic.
I mean, it sounds fun.
And trying to cook overtly complicated dishes from home that take, you know, 5 hours of prep time.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, you have the time at home, so hey. And we're getting into crock pot and soup season, which
correct.
My mom bought me a super huge crock pot, so I'm excited to put it to some more good use. But all right, so where do you hope to be in 5 years? Where do you hope to be with Sorcero in 5 years?
I hope to have started seeing, you know, a short path to the North Star, or the shorter path to a North Star. So our North Star, you know, both from a product vision and a company vision, is quite ambitious. And one of the things that we become keenly aware of every month and every day is that it's not going to be a quick and short path to success. So in 5 years, I expect that Sorcero will have hit enough of the goals where the North Star is much closer to us, and we can actually see it happening probably in another 2 years. And it's really been able to impact healthcare in a big way.
Wow, awesome. And what motivates you to get up and do the work that you do every day.
So, you know, we are incorporated as a public benefit corporation. Mm-hmm. And Sorcero's, all the three co-founders of Sorcero, Walter, Richard, and I, we all have spent our careers in impact. And to me, what gets me up every single day, even when the day before has been totally rubbish, is that if I just keep on this path, it will be good for the world. So as long as we check in with each other and check in with our customers and make sure that what we are doing is good, I'm good.
Awesome. I love that. All right. If you could describe yourself in three words, what would those three words be?
Oh, boy. Okay. For me, huh? Sarcastic. Mm-hmm. I persistent, very persistent, do not give up easy. And as a tribute to my mother, whose birthday it was yesterday, incredibly stubborn. Please don't ask her to not do something.
I love that. All right, last question. Do you have any last words? This can be your time to share any upcoming events or announcements from your organization or anything you'd like to personally promote yourself.
Yes, we are hiring. Awesome. Please. We're hiring for a VP of sales, we're hiring for a lead platform architect, and we're hiring for product engineers and engineers at large. We're a minority majority company led by a woman. Please apply. And we're particularly looking for diverse candidates and diverse in every sense of the word. So that's my big ask. And also, if I may, I just want to end with my little motto, which I sometimes fail at following, which is don't panic.
Awesome. I love that. All right. I'll try to link those open positions as well when I write up the post. All right. This has been Technically DC Diaries. I'm Michelle A. Graham. Thanks for watching and listening.
Thank you, Michelle.